All right, welcome back to the conversation right here on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Without further ado, shall we dive right into the conversation? You see, for so long, when it comes to age in marriage, a lot of people have opined that it is a lot better for the man to be older. Reasons for that include respect in capital letter. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. If the man is not older, the woman would not feel the need to respect the man. So for respect, so that she will understand that he's her lord. You know, not lord and personal savior now. He has to be older. But hey, haven't we seen people who are older who have not done anything to earn a woman's respect? On the other hand, even with the man being older, some men will settle for ladies who are somewhat advanced in age. They will not settle for ladies, rather, who are somewhat advanced in age. A reason for that? Menopause. You see, the woman's biological clock is different from the male biological clock. An old man can still do the needful when it comes to reproduction. But an older woman, well, when she hits menopause, it's over. Chances of having children are slim. Then there's this other one that they say, you see, even if the two of them are the same age or the man is older than the woman, give them some years down the line, the woman will start looking older than the man. So why not settle for a woman who is already older or advanced in age? Before you know it, she's looking like the grandmother or the mother of the said husband. Then my question will be, why settle for older women abroad? This is something a Nigerian man, Okechukwu Azubike, has similarly criticized his compatriots who marry older Caucasian women but deem Nigerian ladies in their 30s as too old. Once it's a broad woman, you see them smiling and shining teeth with their grandmother's age mates. But when it's a Nigerian lady that is involved, 33 years suddenly becomes too old for them, he wrote. Meanwhile, you see this particular post, it is currently trending and has generated heated debate on Facebook with men dragging him and women supporting him. This is his perception, though. But you see, I had to think deeply about it. And I said, well, it's true. I mean, the other time on the Sunday Vibe, I was having the OAP's timeout, and I was having a conversation with my colleagues, Kosi, Dokas, and Mazi. A very young boy will go and marry an old woman, old enough to be his grandmother, and he claims that it is because he loves her. And the woman goes ahead to say things like, we have genuine love between us. And our Nigerian brothers will say, it's because she has money. It's because he knows that she will soon die. And when she dies, him being her spouse stands to inherit everything that she has. And then some people say, you see those people abroad there, they just have a thing for dark guys, you know, black men. So when a black man comes, they just fall in love. Some people also said things like, oh, you see those women abroad there, and they are desperate for love. Oh, so when they see a young man, it doesn't matter, they will gladly accept love from that young man and did not know that this young man is clearly there to milk them dry. Now, whether this guy is speaking the reality or not is a question for another day. However, his statement brings to the front the age factor when you consider a romantic relationship. What key role does age play in relationships and marriages? Should age be a barrier for intending couples? So let's assume that you guys have found yourselves and to a large extent you've determined compatibility between yourselves and you love each other. And you just discover that for some reason either the woman is older something about the guy's age doesn't sit well. Should that be the end of that relationship? Final question is, to those of you who feel that there should be an appropriate age difference between intending couples, what should that appropriate age difference be? Or what range? 1 year difference? 2 years difference? 3 years difference? Multiple years difference? Who knows? In Nigeria, we've had some prominent couples who have been married for well over how many years, with the women older than the guys. One of the P-Square brothers, I can't remember if it's Peter or Paul. I know one of them's wife left. That's Anita. But there's Lola. Is it Lola? What's her name now? She's older. There is Dare Atalade. His wife is older. Yes, when Kaffi and her husband, Kaffi the dance queen and her husband were still married, she was older than the husband as well. But hey, let's try to answer the questions. What key role does age play in marriage? And should age be a barrier for intending couples? And what should be a proper age difference between intending couples? Let's talk. 0817 923 0003 again 0817 923 0003 and 0817 923 0003. Join the conversation on X at Nigeria Info PH is our X handle. Join the conversation on Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can join on Instagram and Thread as well at Nigeria Info FM _PH. You can also join the conversation via WhatsApp and Telegram. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. You see, I love it when you listen, but then again, I love it when you engage by either calling or sending your messages via the messaging platforms and being a part of a conversation right here on Nigeria Info. I look forward to fresh voices, like I will always say. Now, when you call, a call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear would not be my voice, but that of the call screener. 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ruth calling from Eche.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I in my opinion, it matters a little bit.
Okay.
I think the party involved has to be at least an adult, you know. For the guy, at least to be up to 25. And if he's up to 25, he can just send a woman of any age. If it is his grandma's age, his mother's age, someone slightly older than him, someone of the same age with himself, someone slightly younger than he is. Matters is that he's an adult and he knows what he's doing. So no one can say that he's being deceived or he's being brainwashed or anything. If he's doing it for the money, he's doing it for love, it doesn't matter to us. What matters is that he's an adult that knows what he's doing, right?
Okay. So it doesn't matter to you, but you... Yeah, go ahead.
And then for the lady, you know, as long as she's above 21, like, you know, 21, 22, and above, she can date any guy of any age, someone the grandparent's age, someone older than her age, someone the same age with herself. What matters is that she's an adult and she knows what she's doing. So no one can say that she's being casual, she's being brainwashed or anything.
Okay. All right. Nobody should say they are being cajoled or being brainwashed. Thank you. Thank you so much.
What matters is that they are adults and they know what they are in there for. So.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much. Esoto from R3 says, my special DD, yo, 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 yo. Please, I missed the yo-yo today. I didn't know you missed it. Please do it on my behalf. Happy new month of praise in our lives as we continue to enjoy the bliss of information from the Kuwazebia Info family. Thank you so much. Black Tribe says, age ain't nothing but a number. If the two of you are in sync, plus, when there's love and understanding, for me, every other thing is irrelevant. For me, I've always been drawn to older-looking women. Older-looking women? Okay. My wife looks older than me, but now my smallie she be. Even parents and in-laws don't have a say, as long as the couple have agreed. Interesting. Godwin Adidiong Matthias. What's this about? Eric Chuk says, Didi, age is no consideration in marriage when one is desperately in need of a spouse to secure a visa that will keep him or her in a foreign country. But beyond green, you say it's green paper. I beg, I've not been abroad before, but I hear it's green something. What's it called? Their papers or their, I don't know, something that makes them, gives them permanent residency. What's it called now? What's that thing you guys call it? So, is it just about getting the green papers or what is it called? What about companionship? What about intimacy? What about, you know, bonding? What about respect for the man? What about respect for the woman? What about, you know, as many things that make for a blissful union? Should it just be about securing papers? I know that there's so many marriages that are being instituted on the premise of convenience, on the premise of what is being brought to the table, like we discussed last week, on the premise of some long-term benefits. For some ladies that have married men who are way older than them, they would say, oh, if it wasn't for the money, cause I'm and all the things I've got, I wonder. That was what you people said when Regina Daniels ended up with Ned Woko. Say, if Ned Woko be no game on you, wait till Regina they fine with him. So for you people still consider that marriage as, it is something that is mutually beneficial. So Ned Woko has the money to throw around, you know, and then there's a beautiful woman beside him that is beautiful, that will give him beautiful children, that will just make him feel all right by being beautiful. You know, some will consider her a trophy wife. She may or may not be that because, hey, she has her own career and, you know. But, hey, the question still remains. Is it a key, does it play a key role in marriage, age? Should it be a barrier for intending couples? What should be appropriate age difference between intending couples? And this one is from Ezekiel Isaiah. Age matters a lot in marriage. If the woman is older than the man with a year, for me, no problem. But if it's from 2 years and above, it's not ideal for me because they will be looking at us like their new baby. Really? Oh my God. I'm the same age as my husband. In fact, I'm older by a few months. I don't disrespect him. Anytime you see a woman disrespecting a man, she makes his age the reason. She is generally a disrespectful person. Sorry. Anytime you see a woman disrespecting a man, and she makes his age the reason, she's a generally disrespectful person. His age is just an excuse. Do you remember those Nollywood movies of the 90s where women would hook their husbands by the collar, slap him and go to his office and make trouble? Say, give me money for super. Give me money for super. Useless man. Foolish man. You cannot even prepare for this house. Idiot. I don't even know where I'm at. I remember, don't worry, I remember. They were younger than the men. Even IRL. What's the meaning of IRL? Some people live in compounds that have a couple where the wife is the abuser. She embarrasses him, loudly mocks his bedmatic skills, says all sorts and she's younger than her husband. There's nothing like a biological clock. It is a construct used to panic women into having children with any man they see, even if it is the wrong man. If a woman looks haggard and older than her husband, especially if she's younger in age, check well. She is sick or suffering. Oh, IRL, in real life. Okay, no matter how much makeup a woman uses, a woman's skin and hair doesn't lie. All right, this one is from... Okay, thanks, you're still typing. Please, how do I get the ticket? A little more detail. Which ticket? I don't know what you were talking about, Didier. I think you were... This was from Jude Show. Is this from Jude Show? Okay. Godwing Adidjong, I'll have to find that out for you. Nigerian Fur, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good day.
Good day to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Wendy.
Wendy, you're welcome. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say that age shouldn't be the criteria. The criteria should be to look for finding true happiness.
Okay.
You see yourself, check yourself if you're actually ready for marriage. Then you look out for those things that you find in a if those things are in a 25-year-old, you can marry him. If he's in a 30-year-old, it doesn't matter. If the person is older than you with 10 years, or you're older than the person with 5 years, it doesn't matter. What matters is, are you compatible with the person? If you are a girl and you are 25, and you are compatible with a 40-year-old man, you can get married to him so long as you find true happiness with him and it's working. What matters is the happiness in it. Is it working? You know, you're not just there to manage. You're supposed to be happy in a marriage. Mm. You know, I know marriage is not always rosy and all, but there should be this inner peace. You know. Mm. Not just
I get your point too. But you know, sometimes the way people have conditioned their happiness, it's usually centered around what will people say. I don't know if you get what I mean. Initially, you are happy you have found somebody that you care about, and the person cares about you in turn. You feel you love the person enough to settle down with the person until your family is telling you, you will not marry this person. The other person's family is telling the person they will not marry this person. You guys go out in public and people are staring at you like, what are these two people doing together? You know, you post pictures on social media and trolls are coming for your supposed partner. I mean, I just give you a practical example of Regina Daniels. It's not my business who she chooses to settle down with.
Yeah, okay, that's even a very good one. Regina Daniels' marriage is even a very good example of this topic.
Okay.
Because, see, people talked. She was trolled. People said a lot of things. Even up to now, people are still talking. Mm. But I bet you that girl has a thick skin and she's mature-minded. She won't send you. What matters to her is her true happiness. She's happy. Okay, since that, some people are there saying a lot of things about her. And she's there living her life. Man, where this girl has been? A lot of people that are talking about her hasn't been there. You can imagine. I mean, you used to see her videos. Oh my God. She's living her life.
Okay, she is living her life. But do we know what she thinks about when she goes to the room? Like, I don't know. Not like I care. But for those of you that have called yourself online in-laws, online aunties and uncles, hi Denise, please, whose social media post is the subject of conversation drawn from? Arisiela. It's what's this guy's name again? I don't think he's that popular though, but the account is Okay Aliyu. Okay, Aliyu. Okay, for those of you that missed that part, yeah, I think I will go over what he said again. A Nigerian man, Okechukwu Azubike, has similarly criticized his compatriots who marry older Caucasian women, but deem Nigerian ladies in their 30s as too old. Once it's an abroad woman, you see them smiling and shining teeth with their grandmother's age mates. But when it's a Nigerian lady that is involved, 33 years suddenly becomes too old for them. He wrote. So that was what he said. The page is Okay Aliyu. That's the social media account. Sorry about that. Someone says, my special duty, good afternoon and a very special happy new month. May the Lord crown your year with goodness and your path with fatness. Thank you. Age is just a number in marriage. Not even money can give happiness in marriage. What matters in marriage is love, respect, understanding and commitment. Lady V, send that in. Nigerian Phil, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Yeah, DDW, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Month. This is Muriel from Africa.
You're welcome, Muriel. Welcome.
Thank you. Now, CW, this Gen Z is not some of the same case. What I'm about to say is, yeah, this man is too old school. But trust me, I love to be old school, to be called an old school. I think for a man, it's so okay to marry a woman much more younger. Just like the Daniel case. Trust me, the Daniel case, if mommy they involved, she knows he's so, trust me, she cannot. Sometimes you look at the reality. Sometimes even with the money, you don't even know the secret things and struggles going through.
Yeah.
But for a woman, I think a woman to marry a man that is younger than her. I don't care the age difference. Just like the Dana issue, I don't care if he's 10 years older, 15 years older, 20 years older, no problem for me. For a woman to marry someone, but for a woman to marry a man younger than us, I wouldn't advise it, honestly. I think there is a kind of maturity that comes with age and experience that comes with age. When a person has gone through some kind of things, maybe some relationships, and the like. A woman of 50 should not be looking to marry a guy of 35, 30. No, trust me, it will be very difficult. Marriage will not be small matter. Marriage will not be wealthy. No matter how, even if the woman is wealthy or the guy is wealthier than her, trust me, the woman should not marry a man older. Even a man that is even older than you said, sometimes that's the one sharp mouth. What the talk of? Trust me. A woman will not be able to cope. Some may say they know their struggles, but I think I cannot have it. Especially younger. So I wouldn't advise it as well.
All right, thank you so much, Muriel. Let's go to Facebook. Permit me, we need to go to Facebook. Let's see some of the messages we have on Facebook. Where do I begin? Hold on. Something is not right. Okay, I'll sort that out later. Black Tribe says, Didi, if a 59-year-old man can get married to a 20-year-old girl and birds don't fall out of the sky, why can a 59-year-old woman not do same? Good afternoon, Denise. To me, age does not have anything to do with marriage. It's all about understanding, respect, and love. Henry from Kidney Island. If a girl of 20 marries a 40-year-old man, it is not good. Because when the girl is 40, 45, and the man is 60, 65, his... can I say this at this time? His performance starts getting weak. I had to change the word used there. Then she starts looking for younger boys with performance. This is from David Sam. Okay. In this life, pray that your partner doesn't have useless people around them that keep them in bondage. Some years ago, I felt led to make a Facebook post about this very issue. I didn't have anybody in mind. A while later, somebody I went to school with slid into my inbox, thanking me for freeing her from mental bondage. A man had been asking her out. He was everything she was praying for, but his crime was that he was a year younger than her, and she was afraid of what her friends would say. After she saw my post, she agreed for me, and they got married shortly after. So wait, hold on. So are you people the type that usually would go around telling your friends how old your wife is or how old your husband is? Like, is it supposed to be their business? Except, of course, they're celebrating a milestone birthday. I mean, for milestone birthdays, they're celebrating 40 years, 50 years. That's a lot different because they make the post public and everyone gets to know how they are. But are you the kind that would go around saying, I'm 1 year older than my husband, oh, I'm 1 year older than my husband, oh, my husband, oh. Do you guys do that? My husband is younger than me by some months. He's the most mature and sensible out of all the men I have ever been involved with. All the men I dated before him were older than me. He's even more level-headed than me. This message is from Anonymous. Eric Chuk says, at 19, a Nigerian man married a 37-year-old American woman. Nigerian folk, good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Chile Edwin.
Chile Edwin, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I think they just got a number. And unfortunately, there is what we practice around here. We have people, rather than going ahead with what they think about us, they will be believing on other people's assumptions. For those who care about this, I think that 5 years difference can be okay, but if it's about you having seen the person you love, the person you think you can spend your life with, I don't think that marriage has anything to do with it, but for mutual respect for one another. And both the man and the woman do not use their age differences to intimidate each other. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. They shouldn't use their age differences to intimidate each other. Okay, back to your Facebook messages. Otokwala says, age does not play any key role, just have sense. Marshall Greatman says, if a guy is 35 to 40 and the lady is 24 to 28, it's very okay because when she gives birth to her body system will change. It's natural. Michael Steven says, there'll be a general meeting for single men at Nigeria Info Port Harcourt this Sunday concerning ladies above 30 that are not married. I have seen people give birth and nothing changed about them. Ladies, if they tell you that they are mothers of not one, not two, but 3-4 children, sometimes the reason why it seems like there is a change is the person's individual approach to self-care. Some people are looking older than their age because they're stressed. They're not taking care of themselves well enough. The moment small care touches their body, you will not recognize them again. Oh, can I give you a practical example? A lot of you are crushing over her. Kate Henshaw is her name. The Nollywood actress Kate Henshaw is over 50 years. I think about 51 or 52. Look at how great she looks. Some of you still think she's a vampire. Some of you still think, oh, how come she looks so great? Even as a mother, hope you know she has a child. Even as a mother, she has invested so much in self-care, in exercise, in eating healthy, and all the several things that she does. And she still looks that great. If today she decides to get married again, I am sure some of you would gladly. Oh, it used to be Naomi Campbell, the American model. How old is Naomi Campbell now? For those of you who follow the fashion space in the abroad, Naomi Campbell. No, this is not me saying this to make a case for any woman who is older, but I think a lot of us have for so long held on to this notion that once a woman drop one or two, her body will change and she will start looking older than the man. But there are men who are looking older than the women too. Oh, Naomi Campbell is 53 years now. I think Kate Henshaw should be around that age as well. What am I trying to say? Beyond the fact that, oh, respect. Beyond menopause. Beyond performance in the other room. What is that key role that age will play in your marriage? Beyond what people will say between the both of you. Because in the end, it is the both of you that will count. All right. Welcome back. I owe it to you to read your final messages. And then we go on the break. And that will be the end of this conversation. So where do I begin? All right, let's start with this one from... Good afternoon, Didi. But people of the 1990s look younger than the young girls and boys that were born from 2000. Could it be that we are deceived by looks? Thank you. I wouldn't know. So this one says, Didi, unfortunately, why can't I access my messages? What's going on? Let me use this instead. Where was I? Okay. Didi, unfortunately, people seek validation for their thoughts and opinions from their circle. That's why I say pray your person doesn't have useless people around them. So every decision you think is theirs is actually from the committee over their lives. They share unnecessary information that comes back to bite them, like age, wealth, health issues, previous sexual history, personal info of their intended or their partner. I cut people out of my life for my peace of mind after I got married because some of them just couldn't stay in their lane. But some things aren't the business of strangers. Like, I don't owe you info on something as simple as what my husband prefers for breakfast. So unless you're an accountant or sex therapist, why do you need to know the state of our bank accounts? What he earns or what we do in the bedroom? Good afternoon. Aladenosi Bamidele from Rokwako. Younger man, older woman marriage is basically for personal interest. 99.9% not love, 0.1% is love. However, I want to say that the same way a man is attracted to a woman's shape he wants to get married to, same way he would be attracted to her money abroad and inheritance. If a Nigerian woman is wealthy, younger male would do same as her counterpart abroad. Life is a choice. This one says, please let me remain anonymous. No problem. Marriage is something you do for happiness, companionship, and the future. Age fundamentally has nothing to do with it except for minors. Take it from me, a man marrying a woman much older than him is the best thing that can happen to a man. Interesting. Good afternoon, Mrs. DDW. I'm Ijoma texting you from Alu. From the beginning, the ideal way has been that the man should be older than the woman. God made it so by creating Adam first, because creating Eve to help in taking care of him during old age. Research has shown that widowers don't tend to live long when their wife dies before them, and that's why they quickly remarry. But it's different when a husband dies before the wife. You'll agree with me that we have more widows than widowers. In conclusion, I can't marry my age mate, let alone someone that's older. Someone I'm older than. This is from IJ Baby. All right. In this state, a girl of 25 married a man of 75, 50 years difference. But I think the girl married that guy because of his money. Melody Abubechi says, good day, Denise. Talking about self-care, a closer example is Pastor Kenny Ajibade's wife. Oh, yeah. When I saw her on Sunday, I thought she was his daughter. Self-care is very necessary for a woman. Tell me about self-care. I totally agree. Do you know what? Oh, let's not go there. Age is just a number, please. My husband is almost 2 decades older than I am. Trust me, I am more emotionally mature than he is. Marriages should be based on love and mutual respect. Now my husband being way older than me, does it propel me to respect him solely based on that? Hell no, he disrespects me. I disrespect him wholeheartedly. Please, He disrespects me. He disrespects him wholeheartedly. All right. Okay, I think this person is referring to trending stories, but that is not up for discussion, though. Your happiness does matter. And I think a lot of people have clamored for doing what makes you happy. What will people say? People will always talk. The chances are that our brothers who are marrying older women abroad are doing so solely for the benefits that that relationship will bring to them. But what about the ones that are doing it because they experience or they feel genuine love for these said partners? Do we rule that out as well? People marry for different reasons. People marry for companionship. People marry for influence, affluence. People marry for... maybe say I just marry. Have you met the ones that marry just for marrying? Anything goes. At least I will answer married man or married woman. But in the end, do note that the person you choose to spend the rest of your life with will one way or the other make you a better person or make you a worse person. So do choose right. My name is Denise Daniels-Swallow. Thank you so much for being a part of that conversation.